support this stuff.
Good morning, this is Dan.
Ava.
And Charlie.
With your 11am Zedlines. In local news, a significant number of northern Queenslanders have supported Deputy Premier Jared Blais' decision to not have an Anzac Day public holiday this year. This year, the day that remembers the sacrifice of Australian and New Zealand soldiers will fall on a Saturday, with only WA and the ACT deciding to move the day to the Monday after. Queensland only allows a three-day weekend with Anzac Day, so long as the day falls on a Sunday. Anzac Day is so solemn, and if you're simply just making it another day and another public holiday people have off, it could detract from what is one of the most important days in our calendar, Deputy Premier Blais said. Many Queenslanders have supported this decision online, commenting it should always be on the 25th of April, and giving it a public holiday takes away from the day. However, next year's Anzac Day will be likely a long weekend for Queensland, as April 25th falls on a Sunday. And in more local news, sugarcane growers in Mackay are embracing a newly established greenhouse gas emissions calculator. Funded by the Queensland government and industry investors, a SmartCane BMP's tool is aimed to not create new requirements, but instead uplift growers in tracking their pollutant data, therefore strengthening Queensland's position in global sustainable sugar practices. The calculator covers the direct greenhouse gases it is emitting with the cultivation of their product, the indirect and the life cycle emissions. Uplifting growers and sugarcane farmers to remain competitive, add data to financial conversations, and encourage them to find other ways to obtain their products that reduce greenhouse emissions.
In national news, first-class honours students from UQ Law School have recommended, quote, reforms requiring law enforcement officers to be trained in the importance of constant monitoring and observing signs of deterioration, and further training on understanding the risks and of restraining vulnerable individuals would be welcome. Yearly reporting obligations on use of force incidents. In study of the use of prone restraint in implicated coroner's reports of deaths in custody. The reforms in the study were listed to combat the overrepresentation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who had been put in the prone position whilst they are underreported. Graduate Daisy Rice made up a third of cases. Miss Wright also stated the majority was suffering from a mental illness at the time of death, and two-thirds were under the influence of intoxicating substances. Sometimes this force was used in combination with other items such as handcuffs. Daisy Rice promoted a call to action for the criminal justice system. Quote, this time is ripe for Australian law enforcement agencies to review and reform prone restraint for transparency and accountability. More in national news, companies are experimenting with different materials within the wine industry, containers made from plant sugar and seaweed as replacements to glass bottles such as cans, plastic and aluminium bottles. The federal government's Business Research and Innovation Initiative is providing $2 million towards two companies to develop and test these low-emission bottles, one with developing stainless steel bottles and another exploring polymer. Wine Australia is aiming for net zero by 2050 and has commissioned a study to review its process in decarbonising its supply chain.
In international news, for the first time in history, more people in Mexico are classified as middle class than living in poverty, with the poverty rate dropping from 41.9% in 2018 to 29.6% in 2025. These changes reflect a combination of factors, including rising minimum wages, social policy measures, and broader economic changes, helping people move into more secure economic brackets. Unfortunately, some believe these changes may be due to a change in measuring poverty, as the task was transferred to the Statistics Institute over from the National Council for the Evaluation of Social Development Policy, or CONEVAL. Gonzalo Hernandez Lincona, former head of CONEVAL, states that while the amount of pensions has grown, the way the amount distributed has worsened. The president of Mexico during this drop in poverty statistics was Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who prioritized expanding social programs and fighting poverty, his slogan being, for the good of all, first the poor. Despite this, the controversy remains, with many of the poorest Mexicans still not being able to access social welfare due to living remotely, as well as a lack of access to health services more than doubling. For your 11am weather, Brisbane is mostly sunny with 29% cloud cover. Medium wind at 22 kilometres per hour, increasing over the day. It is currently 30 degrees, yet feels like 29, with 45% humidity. The UV index is 10 and will reach a maximum of 12, which is high. That's all for your 11am news. We'll be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
K-Z. Catch a spectacular triple bill of live hip-hop at Mirrorball Ministries West End.